Reading this morning is from Psalm 103, the Psalm of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from him, from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, may my words be your words, and may our hearts be open to what you have to say for us today. Amen. It's a bit warm, isn't it? I'm very impressed with these gents on the front row. Still got your jackets on, still got your ties on. Got greater stamina than I have, I must admit. Very impressed. So I'm going to start, before I talk, I'm going to ask you to talk to one another. I know it's a bit un-British, but I'm going to ask you to talk to one another. I want you to say what your favourite song is and why you like it. And I'll stop you when we're finished. But if you want to talk to each other, what your favourite song is and why you like it. Okay, there's obviously some... I'm not going to ask anyone to say what it is. But obviously there's some funny ones out there as well. Now, I would describe my taste in music as very eclectic. My wife would say I've got a rubbish taste in music. I like the cheesy hits, all the rubbish that's out there. But I also like some of the classics. And I'm showing my age when I say that I love the songs of Queen. other people show their love for music in different ways. My brother-in-law, for example, talks to the radio. He asks questions and the music answers the question. So he'll say something and it'll say, anyway. But nearly all of us have songs that mean something to us. They remind us of particular times in our lives or particular people. The song itself may speak to us. The lyrics, some of the people write these lyrics, they're so beautifully written and they speak to us directly. Songs can transport us to different places and remind us of different things. Well, that is like the Psalms, the reading we heard today. The book of Psalms are 150 songs. Some are really short, some are really long. But they all tell us something about the character and nature of God and our relationship to him. They may not be bestsellers today. We don't even know how they were sung. But what we do know is that some of them have very beautiful lyrics. They're like the greatest hits of the Bible, written down so we might share in them. Someone has had that vision and that word about what they want to say about God, and they write it down so we might share in it with them. And many people have favourite psalms. We've already sung The Lord's My Shepherd. We've already sung 10,000 Reasons. Both of them come from the Psalms. And today's psalm, Psalm 103, is written by a king called King David. And he had lots of successes in his life, but he also had a lot of hard times. And David gives us a masterclass on how to praise God, who he refers to as the Lord, why we should praise God, and what this means for our lives through good times and through bad times, by focusing on what really matters. First, David starts his song by blessing the Lord with absolutely everything he's got. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Why does he say this? Because God is holy. What does holy mean? It means he's pure, he's loving, he's good, he's unlike anyone else. It's interesting that David starts here by focusing on who God is and not what he's done. That's what he moves on to in the next few verses. Having said that God is holy, he moves on to some of the reasons why he and we should praise God. David was human just like us, and he fills his songs with reminders about how God had blessed him and continues to bless him. Sometimes we may find it's really easy to praise God when life is going well for us. However, we're called to praise God even when life is not going so well, when life is hard, when life sucks. David reminds us of how God saves and sustains us, that the character of God is the same whether times are good or times are bad. He is trustworthy, he is merciful, he is gracious, he is compassionate, he's fatherly, he's tender, he's loving. In fact, the psalm overflows with descriptions of God's love for humanity. For instance, he talks about love 4 times in this psalm. I think David is really trying to say that God loves us. God is also described as being compassionate, like a father with his child, understanding of our weaknesses. And rather than holding our sins against us, God is ready to forgive and wipe the slate clean. Indeed, the verse I love the most in this reading is when David says, God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Now, that's what we want as parents, isn't it? I'm sure Acre's parents are looking to be compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. We don't always get it right, but that's what we're aiming for. And David is often held up for living a holy life, dedicated to listening and serving God. Yet, as we have said, David was only human, as are we. David sinned. What does sinning mean? We always think that sinning means doing things wrong. But that is only part of it. It also means putting ourselves before God. Now, we all do wrong things. And we often, when we do wrong things, compare ourselves to others and say, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I haven't done things as bad as that person. But we get things wrong and we upset God. And the marvellous thing is, if we turn to him and we say sorry, then our loving God is compassionate and takes that sin from us, whatever it is. Now, one of the challenges of parenting is dealing with our children when they do something wrong. I'm going to warn you, when Acre goes quiet, there'll be a problem. Our son Isaac, who's now fully grown, one day went quiet. And we went, what's he done? What's he doing? We walked in, and there he is with a green felt tip pen. He's drawn on his face, he's drawn on his arms, he's drawn on his legs, drawn on his feet. All these stripes drawn all over him. And we're like, what are you doing? Apparently, he was a tiger. He decided he was going to be a tiger. And it doesn't matter that he's done that. I still loved him. I still cared for him. I struggled to keep a straight face, to be honest. But I had love for him. I had compassion for him. And you will do the same things. When someone does something wrong, you will have that same compassion. And it seems David had challenges. We're like that too. Someone said that in spite of God's love, we go on sinning. And in spite of our sins, God goes on loving us. Doesn't matter what we do, we can't get far enough away from him. We're told that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. And it seems that David had the same challenges in trusting God's loving nature. And he kept on sinning. And in verse 2, he reminds us not to forget all God's benefits. And his description of God's mercies is how he seeks to do that. He wrote them down. The psalmist is not alone, of course, in needing to make this effort. It's easy for us to lose sight of God's goodness and to forget the things he's done for us. But by taking the time to remind ourselves of how he's blessed us, we too can be encouraged and refreshed in seeing God's love. So we're invited to join in these songs, these psalms. So if you'd all stand. No, only joking. But we are invited to echo David's words and thoughts. Well, how do we do that? There are a number of ways. Indeed, the baptism service that we just shared is absolutely one of those ways. We have given thanks and praise today to God for the life of Acre. His life already, but his life to come. On behalf of Acre, we have all confirmed that we turn to Christ and say sorry for all that does not please him. We have agreed to support Acre and his family as they bring him up to know and love Christ as his saviour. And we have welcomed him into our church. So that's one way, but what are the others? Well, we should look to praise him all the time in our highs and our lows. You don't need to be a famous songwriter. Are there any famous songwriters? No. You don't need to be a famous songwriter, but often it can be helpful to write down what we give thanks for and why we love God. Or we can read this book of Psalms, the greatest hits, written down so long ago but still resonate today. And just to encourage you, there are psalms where there are complaints and there are struggles too, where things aren't going well. And people say to God, why is this happening to me? And we'll come to some of those in a couple of weeks' time. If you've never met or encountered this character of God, you're not sure it's real or you don't understand them, then why don't you consider doing an Alpha course? The church plans to put on an Alpha course in the autumn, and this is where we have a chance to explore the questions of faith. It's not about brainwashing or persuasion, but about giving you the information so you can make up your mind for yourself. Or you can talk to Liz or myself or Ben or any of the other congregation if you wish to. Or you could consider baptism, not just for children like Acre, or confirmation if you've already been baptised. Now, baptism is not just for children, but I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to lift you and hold you over that font. We do it slightly differently with adults. We have a big baptistry there. But you can consider that as well if you wish to declare to the whole church your faith and love in God. And just to finish up, there is an old African saying where when people meet, they say, God is good all the time. And the response is, all the time, God is good. So we'll try that together. God is good all the time. Try again. God is good all the time. If we remember nothing else, remember that. I'll close now with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for Acre and his family. We thank you for the commitments they've made today to point to you, to turn to you, to love you. We praise you, Lord, for your steadfast love for all of us, but especially for Acre today. And we help us to remember, whatever we go through in good times and in bad times, that you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. In your name we pray. Amen.